Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent magazines, and Right Fit Fitness Wellness. Today, it's all youth sports safety. The new MVP Parent magazine we're going to talk about. We're very excited. It's an evidence-based input on so many areas of youth sports safety. And then in the same world, Kate Nematolahi, she's the Director of Education for the National Alliance of Youth Sports and one of America's leading youth sports safety organizations since like 1981. Then the sports doctor's in. We'll talk some emails. But first, I want to talk again about the MVP Parent magazine. You know, the publisher of Lower Extremity Review, Rich Dubin, he was on the show maybe 3-4 weeks ago. He's been a frequent guest. And Lower Extremity Review, which I think just celebrated their 11th anniversary, has always been an excellent and Rich goes back two decades before that in podiatry and biomechanics, an evidence-based lower extremity review magazine for physical therapists, for podiatrists, orthopedic surgeons, chiropractors. And that very important basis for serious knowledge is something that is really very, very important when we're talking about the idea of sports medicine information that we can trust. And evidence-based is one of these things that Lower Extremity Review has been famous for, and we're looking for MVP Parent to have the same kind of variety, you know, keeping your athlete in the game. As everybody who's listen to the sports doctor over the years, you know the kind of team of youth sports world experts we've had as guests and put together in various areas of information for sports parents, for coaches, for the athletes themselves. My friends, Ian Goldberg at iSport 360, Kate and her team, with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, my friends in England, working with parents in sports, Greg McClelland, our friends over at the Sports Fitness Institute. So the addition of MVP Parent Magazine is another great tool in the toolbox of what has become a $20 billion a year industry. You know, it's a funny story. I meant to mention him too. Joel Franco is the co-founder of Chesapeake Films on the East Coast, and he's been working on his soon-to-be documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. I've worked with him for a couple of years. We have him on the radio a lot. And the funny story is when I first met him a few years ago, he talked about the film being youth sports, the $15 billion a year industry at various times as we've added different things and trying to get this thing together. The price has gone up. It was $17 billion, now it's like $20 billion. And that's the reality of youth sports, let alone the challenge we've all gone through with the coronavirus. And featured in this month, an MVP Parent is a quarterly. And this issue, again, if you go to mvpparent.com, You'll find it. It's so reasonable as far as getting a subscription with the athlete with masks on the front. And one of the feature articles being Play Informed, a round table of experts from across the country weigh the risks and benefits of youth sports during a pandemic. What an important topic for everybody in the world of youth sports. Another article, Youth Sports Safety, discussing helmets. Student athletes and immune health, major topic. Dynamic stretching improves tennis performance in junior players. My article, Are You Into the Prodigy Sports?, where we talk about those specialties in youth sports, the top two training myths, the psychology of sports. Such a great grouping of topics. Last month it was sports nutrition, mental training, physical training. You know, Rich Dubin, the publisher, is a sports dad himself, and he's always been very, very interested in all aspects of his own kids, one of them being already a college athlete, the other one a younger adolescent athlete. And all the things we talk about on The Sports Doctor, you know, in the two areas that everybody cares about. Number one, can we prevent injury, stay out of trouble, in whatever the sport is, whatever the age is, whatever the level is? And two, when indicated, can we enhance performance? Step or two quicker, better balance, better agility. All of these things that have become such a big deal. And again, everybody I've talked to that I've included on The Sports Doctor in this past year has talked about the incredible challenge, again, the mental health part of all the things pandemic related. Youth sports that didn't happen. Kids not being in school, staying at home, they're sure not playing on their particular sport. Ice rinks closed, everything closed, huge problem. And then we could talk about the parents and or the coaches. So the challenges have been immense. Before that, we always talked about the epidemic. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's more pertinent now than it ever was. Where we talk about the epidemic, all capital letters, of youth sports, of overuse injuries. And MVP Parents are going to be a major, major tool, again, in dealing with and preventing the epidemic of overuse sports youth injuries, where we're talking about too much, too aggressive, too overscheduled, trying to play through pain. That's why one of the major chapters in my book is the challenge of youth sports and drugs. So many of these adolescents taking over-the-counter pain medicine, trying to play hurt, trying to push through. We're all familiar with the mental pressures. As I speak, still the world of gymnastics is exploding with their challenges and scandals, etc. My article in the magazine this month is called The Prodigy Sports. Are you into the prodigy sports? What are the prodigy sports? We're talking about specialization. Now, everybody in the world of sports medicine and youth sports medicine would like all kids to play multiple sports with different parts of the body, and usually you end up with a safer athlete. You might even end up, many instances, with a better athlete. But the prodigy sports, think gymnastics, think figure skating, think ballet, even soccer and tennis, where you have young adolescents, 12, 13 years old, 10, 11 years old even. My world of figure skating, I've got 10-year-olds, they're skating 6 days a week, they don't want to play other sports. So prodigy sports brings a whole set of challenges with them. Again, mentally, this is a very, very big deal. The Sports Doctor makes a huge deal all the time for decades about the mental game. going to talk more about it. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? Experts from all around the world in all areas, authors, trainers, coaches, and doctors in so many different areas, mentally and physically. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of articles. I'm giving you one example. A lot of the stuff I've written for Lower Extremity Review, all sorts of topics in our areas that we pay big attention to. Youth sports concussions. What's the best shoe to wear? What's optimum mental training? Et cetera, et cetera. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter, 10,000 followers on LinkedIn. I get so many guests from those platforms in so many areas. If you go Sports Doc, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, you'd follow us on Twitter. We have so much great information regarding, again, various areas of sports medicine. So MVP parent, again, going to pay big attention to the mental game, sports psychology, the importance of parenting and coaching, and a lot of some sort of guidelines that we can't get enough of. You know, there are great cartoons in my book, Hashtag Sports Parents, in so many different areas, making fun of some of the different crazy challenges in the areas of, again, of youth sports and the insanity of some of it. We're all familiar with the ranting, raving parents on the sidelines or on the ball field. So the mental game, whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country or whether they're looking to participate safely and they want to be a good teammate, there's so many areas, life lessons in that mental game. Nutrition, coaching, recovery, the new science of recovery, all key aspects of what will continue to be included. You know, again, MVP Parent, MVPParent.com, they're committed to providing a credible resource that educates and supports the parents of youth athletes. MVP Parent gives parents the information they need to keep youth athletes performing at the highest level, again, physically, mentally, and key, emotionally. And these organizations, again, that participate constantly on the Sports Doctor that I mentioned, again, head of education of the National Alliance of Youth Sports is my next guest, and the various organizations that are paying so much more attention to the importance of what's that young athlete's opinion on things. What are they thinking? The late, great sports psychologist, my friend Jim Vickery, who shared the radio with me in the 90s for 3-4 years and wrote the book Mind Golf, that whole world. And he used to come with me when we'd go to talk to the coaches in Little League or Babe Ruth League. I would talk about injuries, what's the best shoe, et cetera. Jim would talk about what's the role of parents, sports parents? What about all of that? And one of his biggest points was to sports parents was not to be a critic. He would make such a big deal about that. He would talk so much about the importance of being a good listener. And that's some of the things we talk about a lot, whether we're talking about the, or with a parent, whether I'm talking to one of the heads of these organizations, whether we're talking about a coach, whether we're talking with a physical trainer, you know, where we have so many of our great, and that was one of the great parts of the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, where one of the sections we talked about Ask the Experts. And this is what we're looking to incorporate, again, into MVP Parent Magazine, is to have this incredible set of resources, like in my Sports Doctors In world, where I have over 20 experts. Again, whether it's Jill Lane writing about nutrition in MVP Sports, whether it's some of the different experts that are involved in helping to participate in MVP, Greg Gargiulo, Doug Guth, Robin Quinn Keelan, Keen, Jay Vincent, Susan Juergen, Jill Lane, and an endless array, again, of expertise, like I include on the Sports Doctor radio show. Today, again, we see serious boy and girl athletes in young adolescence and the challenges of young growing bodies. I mentioned the prodigy sports. We were very concerned about repetitive motion injuries. Think of that young tennis player who's swinging the tennis racket 500 times a week, or the young 11, 12-year-old figure skater who's doing 100 double jumps a week. So the importance of biomechanics, the importance of body structure. That boy or girl flat-footed? Do they have bow legs? Are they knock-kneed? Do they have high arches? What are these fat? What is the best shoe? That's my article in the upcoming spring issue, will be choosing the best shoes for your young athlete. And that, just, again, some of the points I make in the article, which is we want to be fit properly. I can't tell you how often these kids are ill-fit, and they're buying something over the shelf or over the counter. So we tell parents to pay attention. Buy the shoe designed for the sport your son or daughter is playing. Have them fit properly. Make sure that if they've got a history of problems and you've got questions about shoes, see podiatry. You could see podorthists. You know, last week I had the podorthist, the founder of the famous VKTRY spring-loaded insoles. And again, we were talking about that challenge of being fit properly. And then to make sure, you know, the last thing we want to see is kids playing court sports or field sports in running shoes. Running shoes are made for one foot in front of the other. So we need structurally sound, stable shoes. Cross trainers are a good idea. So that's the article next week. So again, MVPparent.com. We're going to be talking about it a lot. You can access some of the past issues, and we'll be looking forward to following along with the progress, because the Sports Doctor's in each issue. So we'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Again, today, all youth sports safety. I want to welcome back Kate Nematolahi. She's the director of education for the National Alliance of Youth Sports. They're one of America's leading youth sports safety organizations. They've been around since like 1981. They've been involved partners with more than 3,000 community-based organizations. They've trained more than 4 million adults since 1981. So the director of education, Kate, welcome back to the Sports Doc.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me on the show.
Give us some background on you and the Alliance and the great stuff you guys do.
You were right about being around since 1981. We're celebrating our 40th year this summer.
And raising when glass. We started,
yeah.
My famous expression, Bob Weil and the Sports Doctor, raise a glass.
Here. But when we first started, we were the National Youth Sports Coaches Association. Some people still know us by that name, but it was designed as a training program for the volunteer mom or dad who signs up to coach their kid's team, and they've probably never coached or tried to organize a group of kids before. Maybe they've never even played that particular sport.
Now, your founder, right? John Ang Sr.?
Mr. Fred Ang, yeah. You're right.
Yes, Fred, sorry, right. John is now.
That's right. John Ang, who has been with the organization since the late 80s, is now our executive director, and his father was the founder who started everything and got the program set up, and we've really grown. It's not just educating coaches, it's parents, league directors, professional administrators, and youth sports officials.
Yes, it's a key role. I was talking about at the beginning of the show, which is the tremendous team of contributors I have on the Sports Doctors, you guys being one of them, Greg Bach, one of your authors in communications, and again, John Ang, both have been on the show. My friends at iSport 360 and Ian Goldberg, the great communication with coaches and parents. My friends across the pond, our show will be on next week on UK Health Radio, Doug McClelland, and working with parents in sports, so many different organizations. And it's great to see, again, training the trainers. You know, your guys, like you said, the first sentence out of your mouth, the importance of the sports mom, the importance of the sports coach, all these administrators, you know, in the exploding world of youth sports and youth sports safety. And, you know, you guys have been one of the key educators. Wow, your 40th anniversary.
That's right. And you said how you rely on experts to be guests on your show. That's the same thing that we do. I know you have contributed some articles to our resource site before. And
absolutely.
When we put together a training, we go to the subject matter experts and we put together a well-rounded course. Most of our courses are video-based so that people can sign up easily through our website.
That's right. I got to get back to you on the role of the foot in sports. Maybe we'll contribute to something if it's virtual. In your upcoming program, I saw that a questionnaire that you had. You'll have to talk to me about that. You know, but the idea, again, of the park districts, and, you know, because I remember when you talked on the show, what are some of the areas, again, of education that has been such a big part of your curriculum as you've grown?
When it comes to the Parks and Rec Administrator, there's quite a bit related to their program procedures and policies that they can set up to make sure that the programs are safe and positive for all the kids involved. And we help the league directors, the administrators, set up these policies. There's some free resources on our website. Our National Standards for Youth Sports is one of them. And anyone, but especially league administrators, can take a look and see how they run their program compares to some of the standards and recommended practices.
What's the best website, Kate, to find out about all that NAYS does?
It's nays.org.
Okay. in order to be able to find out a lot of the different programs. And again, you know, like, for example, and we've talked about it before, the last good few years that you guys have participated on the show, you know, the exploding world of concussions and youth sports concussions, the tremendous attention to awareness, all of these other aspects that are so important, again, to educating coaches, because we are in a world of youth sports overkill. You know, this is so much of what it is. And being able to educate coaches and parents, which is enough with pushing these kids many times mentally, especially club sports, and the ability to add life important skills and backing off some of that world of competition, I always thought was a great role that you guys play.
Oh, we do offer trainings for concussion. Of course, there's the CDC Heads Up training, but we offer one that's convenient for our members through our website as well. And you're right, it seems like the more that we learn about some of these injuries, we understand that they're preventable. And when you know that and you can teach somebody what to recognize or how to avoid these injuries from happening, why not? And of course, many states are now even making laws where a youth sports coach has to be trained in certain areas, and concussion is a key one. We work with the Baltimore City, and there was recently a law that was passed in Baltimore requiring coaches to go through kind of an extensive training in about 6 different safety areas. And it came about because of an athlete who was at the University of Maryland, Jordan McNair. He passed away a few years ago from a heat-related. Yep, and that was preventable. So his parents have really been spearheading the initiative, and Baltimore is where they started because that's their hometown. Yeah. But we're helping Baltimore come up with that training and make it easy for all the coaches in their community to complete that course.
Well, you know, the idea of mental health, which is a gigantic area of interest now with all pandemic-related challenges that we faced, and the idea of the psychology and the paying attention to that. You know, everybody in youth sports, I always ask them the same question. I'll ask you, Kate, how's your sports psychology skill between parents, coaches, and administrators?
Oh, getting better and better every day. But I'll tell you, since the last time we talked, my oldest daughter is now 4, and I've registered her for a kiddie soccer program that starts next month. So I'm entering the role of youth sports parent as the first time. So I haven't dealt with those psychology.
Yes. You know, hey, listen, I hope you have a copy of my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents.
Right.
You gotta pay attention to the cartoons. Usually running related activities, even for 4 and 5 year olds, are quite safe and very, very enjoyable. Hitting a baseball is a whole different story at 4, 5, 6 years old. But yes, entering that world is always a very, very exciting one. And there are, and I stress it all the time, Kate, there's so many great things that are happening around the world of youth sports, including safety. There's so much more awareness. There's much, much more in the world of education. Yet, many of the challenges still remaining, whether it's a heat-related catastrophe every year, we see it. Whether it's a parent screaming on the sidelines every year, we see it. Right now as we speak, again, the gymnastics world, the youth world, is chaos in so many areas. So these topics continue to be, you know, such important ones when we're talking about, you know, the first thing you as a sports parent are concerned about, besides whether she's in her best shoes. Right? You want to be concerned about, you know, listen, 3 times a week might be too much, you know? Or, you know, these practices are too intense. Or, you know. So having some great guidelines and all of those things, which is, you know, again, in 1981, I can imagine, I spoke about this with your president with John, as well as you guys, which was the pressures then in the early 80s. Was immense regarding whether anybody would listen to any rules. How long have you been with the organization, Kate?
This is my 11th year. So I've been a few different roles with the organization. I started out, we used to have an international department. It was because of a contract with an organization. So I helped out with going to some trainings internationally, which was a great experience. And I got to use that Spanish that I learned in college.
Yeah, right. You know, yeah. You never know. You have to order something. Were you an athlete at all as a kid growing up?
I was a recreational athlete, but since 5 years old, I have played almost everything. And then in high school, I played volleyball, basketball. I threw discus on the track and field team. And in college, I played club lacrosse. So I've
wow.
dabbled in
you know,
a lot,
that's
and
a serious,
I love learning
yes,
new things.
But that's an example. Again, that's a serious athlete when we're talking about somebody who's played. You know, you must have a letter sweater with a lot of letters on it. You know, like in the old days. And one of the most aggressive sports we would see has always been lacrosse. I grew up in New York. Lacrosse was huge. I came to the Midwest decades ago. People didn't know how to spell the word lacrosse. Now it's one of the most popular, one of the most physically demanding, sports. So, you know, again, the idea of the importance of off-sport training. You know, in my book, I say there are two essential exercise concepts. Whatever your sport is, as a boy or girl, whatever your age is, whatever your level is. Now, I'm a little prejudiced as a sports doctor, but number one is strengthen your feet and ankles. Strengthen your feet and ankles, like with rubber bands. And number two, these are my pearls for the National Lions. Number two is work balance and strengthen balance and work instability and work balance. And when you're dealing with growing bodies, you know, children are not small adults. You know, they're growing bodies, and this has lots of challenges when we come into the areas of sports injuries. So we're talking with Kate Nematahali, and she's the Director of Education with the National Alliance. We've got another segment coming up. Be right back. It's a Sports Doc. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows, listen to shows, who was on, what were the topics. You can go over to newspaper articles and magazines. There's so much great information, sportsdoctorradio.com. We're talking with Kate Nematahali. She is the Director of Education, the National Alliance of Youth Sports. We were talking about the tremendous importance of the category that the National Alliance is incorporated with. You know, you're not school, for instance, high school, junior high school, college. You are Park District and the whole other side of the world. Talk a little bit about the importance of those points.
That's right. The audience that we work with, the type of organization that we serve, is the volunteer-based recreational sports program. So you think of anywhere there would be a volunteer coach, and that's likely the Parks and Rec department, or maybe just an independent youth sports league that runs in the community. And what we feel and what we know is that because it's out of school, the school typically has some more regulation around the programs, especially with the high school sports associations, scholastic sports associations. They can control, you know, what's the required training for all their coaches, or at least there's some consistency from school to school about how the programs are run. There's limits on seasons and things like that. However, in youth sports, it's like the Wild West almost. And
still,
not saying that every community doesn't have control of sports, it's just there's not that consistency from community to community. So we're here to help provide resources for everyone involved in youth sports to make sure it's safe and positive.
Yes, even in the world, you know, I featured the category of childhood obesity for 25 years on The Sports Doctor, give or take a few weeks. The importance of recreational and park district and participatory sports is gigantic for our children. And again, as we were talking about all of these fantastic new programs and paying attention to this, you know, as we speak, childhood obesity is as big a problem as it's ever been. So is obesity. So when we talk about the importance of, you know, it wasn't that many years ago that there were, you know, people were talking about stopping gym class, you know, backing off those kinds of activities. But the idea, again, of having paying attention to the safety and the education of that recreational side. I mean, you guys have trained 4 million adults, right? Give or take a few since 1981. Is that true?
That's true. And when we educate coaches and parents, there's a key part about nutrition, because I'm sure you know that sometimes the snacks that kids get after practice is more calories than they've burned in practice. So that doesn't quite help things. But the whole idea that kids need to be more active, I mean, no one can deny that, right? And sports is just a fun way to get that activity.
Now, you also have dealt with, you know, it's not like you don't deal with competitors. Of course you do. You're involved in some serious youth sports also that might be club and whatever. I mean, club's a serious business. Right?
It is. What we're finding is that sometimes there's a recreational program in the community, and then there are parents or people in the community who feel like that's not how they want youth sports to be run, and they can go ahead and start their own organization, which maybe doesn't have the recreational aspect. So maybe you feel this way too, that there's sometimes too many competitive programs that aren't necessarily,
yeah,
you know, quote-unquote
way out
competitive.
Of line. You know, one of the reasons that I've been featuring is besides my sports podiatry and the world of figure skating that I'm so involved with, you know, my 2010 Olympic gold medalist who grew up in the Chicago area, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I still put orthotics in 10-year-old skates. And the pressures and the challenges and the way out of line. You know, when you watch TV and you see a 15, 16-year-old national champion in gymnastics, you got to understand she was like six when she started. It's not for everybody. And it's already, again, the injuries that we deal with, both mentally and physically, the burnout, the pressure. I've had experts on my show in the world of eating disorders, Kate, talking about some of these pressures again with these kids. So that side of the education is very, very important. But this millions of kids who are involved on the recreational side and the importance of it having some smart guidelines, I would imagine that the medical community and the high school community must be very supportive with the National Alliance does.
Certainly we're in line with all the recommendations, all the research that's being done to prevent overuse injuries, to prevent abuse, and all of the negative aspects of youth sports. And as a parent, it's got to be hard to stay on top of it all. There's almost this level of trust, like, okay, I'm going to register my kid for the local league, and just like you'd sign them up for a daycare, you think that the league knows what's best for the kid. But in reality, that's not a given, and it's on the parent to be an educated customer.
Well, that's where you guys come in. You know, the idea that a mom and dad can have the knowledge that the National Alliance and the history is involved in the program is a tremendous sigh of relief that things are done properly. You know, and again, the challenge continues to be huge because there's so many areas that can't take advantage of this. You know, and all the other hassles that come through with dealing in the world of youth sports, everything from the expenses, again, to some of these kinds of overkill pressures, you know, both physically and mentally. So, again, having an organization, you educating the coaches and the parents is, you know, in the sports psychology world, how's that going?
Hey, it's a start. You know, we do orientation type courses. So when you only have about 3 hours to train a new youth sports coach on everything that they really need to know as a coach, we of course head on sportsmanship, being a positive role model, the impact that they have on kids, sports psychology. But it's also about safety, the skills of the sport. And there's a lot that's on that volunteer, and they are going to be so impactful for these kids. So having that training, it needs to be a standard. It needs to happen, the education. I mean, there's really no excuse for somebody out there coaching kids who hasn't been trained.
I think, again, that's, you know, one of the things I find very, very encouraging. The awareness has grown dramatically in all of these areas. And I think it's very important that the pressure be, you know, kept on as, you know, we talk about, you know, these organizations that might be behind the ball. Maybe they don't have the funds to be able to afford what needs to be done. You know, I think everybody is quick to say, of course, yes, you know, the sports safety rules, of course. And then, you know, we remember, you know, I was a volunteer coach. Now, in baseball, I was great when my kids were little because I knew the rules. When I was a soccer coach, you know, 4 or 5 years old, I wasn't sure how many kids are on the team. You know, that's how educated I was all those years ago. So those points, again, I think are so important. Greg, and he's the head of communication with you guys over there at NAIS.
Yes, you've interviewed Greg Bach before. He's our senior director of communication and content. So he curates all of our trainings and puts together quite a lot of our resources. And
yeah,
you know,
fantastic,
you're mentioning
program.
Yeah, we try to do a lot for free.
Because we're about out of time. Give me again the website real quick. People could find out about all things Alliance.
Yes. Yeah, check us out on NAIS.org, NAYS.org. We have quite a few free resources, especially for the Youth League Administrator.
Great. Kate Nematali, thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Kate. Be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors in Segment. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office Dr. Bob and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. This is the Sports Doctors In segment. Speaking of that, that's the name of the segment I'm going to be doing in the magazine that I spoke about at the beginning of the show, MVP Parent, the Sports Doctors In. We talk about some upcoming guests. I answer a few emails. And let's see, next week, Charisse Matthews is a personal trainer from Kids to Champions. She represents also this great nutritional line of products, Life Advantage. So she'll be joining me. Then we're going to get on the mental side of things. We're going to talk with Doc Cynthia Daugherty, PhD. She returns and talking about that whole mental role in all aspects of our life, high performance, anti-stress. Following week, one of my faves, my sports medicine doc colleague, Tony Riazzo, D.O., will be joining us for a return visit. And then Christy Manuel, she's a physical therapist, and she'll go to people's homes, work with them one-on-one. So we're excited about talking about that concept. The email, Perry, I guess, I don't know why we picked him. It must be because of the topic of the whole show. Why are there so many overuse injuries in youth sports? Hey, Perry, listen to the show. Again, the real reason is so many areas of too much. I characterize some of this as the terrible twos, too aggressive, too overscheduled, too much, too soon. All these things fall into possibilities, especially with youngsters who are playing serious sports where they're doing the sport maybe 2-3 times a week, maybe even 5 times a week, like in the world of figure skating or gymnastics or dance. I might see 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and she's figure skating 6 days a week, 2-3 hours a day. So that world leads us to, or the young pitcher who's throwing too many innings. He's injuring his arm, you know, where we've talked about, you know, the famous Tommy John elbow surgery. Everybody's familiar with that surgery from years ago, named after the Yankee, the pitcher, Dr. Job. Are they doing it now on teenagers too often because of overuse? So these reasons many times are due to those terrible twos. And we tell sports parents all the time. Number one, if your son or daughter is complaining and they're uncomfortable, they're hurting, you got to back off. I call it intelligent rest. Back off and have your son or daughter evaluated. What's the story? What's the problem? Iris says, can pronated feet affect girls or women's knees? You know, Iris, like in the world of figure skating or in the world of youth tennis, half the girls I see are knee problems. I don't see them because they injured it and they twisted it and they tore something. That goes to the orthopedic surgeon. I see these girls, you know, after she plays, her knees are hurting. You know, she's been growing, her knees are hurting. You know, as she's doing more double jumps, her knees are hurting. And very often, the common foot mechanic type of excessive foot pronation. Pronation is a normal motion that's three motions in three directions simultaneously. Grossly, it looks like rolling into the arches. It's really the foot moving in different directions. And associated with the pronated foot, as we begin to bear weight and land on our heel, is inward rotation of the lower leg. So in English, if the foot pronates excessively, the knee twists excessively. When we're talking females with wider hips, more of an angle down to the knee, that's what we want to pay attention to, Iris. Adam asks,
My son is a 14-year-old cross-country runner. He's been dealing on and off for the third season already with, you know, they call it shin splints. You know, Adam, you got to get a proper diagnosis. Shin splints is not a medical term. Shin splints could be a stress fracture. Shin splints could be tendonitis. Shin splints could be muscle strain, covering of the muscle. So once you get the diagnosis and you know you're not dealing with a stress fracture or some sort of overuse, the more he runs, the more it's a problem, then we want to pay attention to foot mechanics. We want to pay attention to the shoes he's in, and we want to pay attention. Most of the persistent shin splint, inner lower leg problems, orthotics help big time. They are motion related. They are that area of the leg overworking to slow the foot down, to push the foot off. So the exciting news is when we combine custom orthotics with the physical therapy his son might be getting, and if he doesn't, he should, the instruction and proper strengthening that he should be getting. If he's not, he should. And that becomes something that can be very, very helpful. Shin splint type problems, you know, at the beginning of a season, the kids are practicing indoors, they're running, you know, in the halls, or they're doing so much running on hard ground, we could get some sort of shin problems. We don't pay that much attention unless it's persistent, unless it's recurrent. Then again, we start paying attention to I've had great success over the decades with persistent shin discomfort in youngsters and adults with orthotics. You know, Terry says, I'm a 50-year-old walker. I've had persistent back problems. I've seen chiropractor. He talks so much about orthotics, the roll of the foot. Yeah, Terry, I do. And persistent lower extremity problems, ankles, knees, hips, back. When they're persistent, foot mechanics very often are related. Somebody might have very high arches. Their body might not be efficient shock absorbers. Somebody might have very flat feet. Somebody might have a lot of lower leg bowing or knock kneeing. And the reason a lot of times this relationship is missed is quite often the feet might not hurt. And if the feet don't hurt, they're not paid attention to by the orthopedist who's looking at the knees or the hips. How come I've got arthritis in my hips? How did I wear the hip joint out? Why so much knee replacement? So the fact that foot mechanics, including whether you're in the best shoe for you or your son or daughter, that helps cushion, stabilize, control. You know, your foot ankle is the first major shock absorber of the body. When there's a problem, it might hurt, and we might pay attention to it. Again, that young tennis player or the runner or the recreational walker, even the golfer, you know, I'm trying to walk 18 holes. Man, my feet hurt. Man, my ankles hurt. We might pay attention to those biomechanics right away. So the answer to your question, Terry, I would include podiatry in your evaluation. Or talk to the chiropractor or physical therapist that you're dealing with, if you still are, regarding, you know, to take a look at. I'm watching people walk with their shoes off with shorts on. Do you have one leg longer than the other? Not unusual. Could be really, really part of the problem. So pay attention. Kate Nemetahali, thanks so much. National Alliance of Youth Sports. MVPparent.com, coaches and parents, check it out. Thanks, BBS Radio. We'll see you next week, everybody. Stay safe, stay informed. Sports Doctor.